Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 17th of December, and I'm recording at 9:36 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay, well, I think probably the day belongs to Janet Yellen. And here's a deft turn of phrase, which I'll just quote you. Or read to you from a quoted statement. Quote, the committee judges that it can be patient in beginning to normalize the stance of monetary policy. And then a little later on, the committee sees this guidance as consistent with its previous statement that rates are likely to stay near zero for a considerable time. Well, the market loved it. More on that in a minute. But I'll just add that three Fed presidents dissented. And one of the reasons that was cited for that they felt that it created undue downside risk to the credibility of the 2% inflation target. My feeling is Janet Yellen's got it just about right. And the first thing is that she knows that this very strong U.S. dollar, and it surged in here again today, that has created a headwind for U.S. export industries. It's also helping to keep commodity prices under control. She also knows, excuse me, that with the sell-off that we've seen in oil, that will have further kept inflationary pressures under control overall. And then perhaps most importantly, and this is one area of vulnerability, people have been talking about how this has been a good year for new jobs and that the wages in those jobs, or many of those jobs, have actually increased as well. Well, according to a number of comments that I've seen, that and this is not surprising, that most of those jobs that were created this year have been in the energy sector, and obviously not least in the fracking industry. Another cough there, sorry. I need a scratchy voice. Okay. So, when I say Wall Street loved it, well, how much? The Dow has been so volatile in here recently, along with the other U.S. indices, and indeed along with most other markets, but Dow gained 1.69%. It's back up to 17,356. The S&P up just over 2%, gained 40 points, back above 20,000, 20,212. And the NASDAQ up even a little more, up 96.5 points. It's a huge gain there. So, again, Wall Street liked it, as I said. And Canada up 2.5%, Mexico 1.94, even poor Brazil 3.63. So I think that we're seeing some evidence here that some of these markets are quite oversold. You can see that on the stochastic indicators in the chart library. And we're due for at least a little bit of a technical rally in here. And more importantly, I think that these indices would have to sustain moves beneath their October lows really to indicate serious market deterioration. Now, some of these world indices are much closer to those October lows, and some of them are well below them in terms of the small commodity producers. But Wall Street remains comfortably above them, and it's still above its comfortably above its rising 200-day moving averages. So, are we beginning to emerge from this scary period that we've seen with a lot of churning in the markets? My guess is yes, but don't expect all that volatility to vanish all that quickly. Meanwhile, what's happened in other markets? Well, the Asia Pacific sector was mixed. Not that many big percentage moves. They were relatively small, although the Shanghai Composite, gosh, this is up just about every day, up another 1.31%. So very, very strong here overall. India down a fraction, a quarter of a percentage point. It's oversold. Incidentally, I took advantage of some of this weakness. Well, I hope I took advantage of it rather than the market taking advantage of me. But I topped up my JP Morgan India Investment Trust, and I also topped up my JP Morgan China Investment Trust in here earlier today. That's very much in line with my long-term strategy to pick up some of these markets when they ease, if I still like the overall upward trends. Okay, and the European stock market indices did a little better with the help of Wall Street than I thought they might in here today, because they had pretty strong gains yesterday. The biggest decliner, and it was only down 0.5%, was the Italian market. But we had some modest gains here in France, the UK, and the Euro Stoxx 50 was up a tiny bit as well. Government bond yields, they crept up a little bit. The US 10-year is at 2.1269%, but that's still really quite low. So there are no inflation warnings coming from the bond markets at this stage. Precious metals, so they've swung around a little bit, but gave up profits as on the day as the dollar strengthened, and I should give you that dollar level first. The dollar US dollar index is back above 89, so that's up over 0.900 ticks in here, and almost a so 0.9 of a point up here. And that certainly has checked the slide that we had seen in the last week and a half or so for DXY, and that caused downward reactions. Sterling lower at 1.5582, and the euro down to 1.2345. And the Aussie down to 0.8122. The Japanese yen has eased in here. Remember that I mentioned yesterday how strong that had been, or it had recovered for yen, but it's at 118, and but 118.60. So Japan should like that. Tomorrow. And again, against the Asia Pacific currencies in general, the dollar is clearly firmer in here today. Now, that's still a likely cause of some problems where countries are a little overextended in some of their dollar borrowings and finding the currencies going against them. It's nothing like 1998, when a lot of these countries had fixed currencies. They don't today, and they had fewer reserves. They're in better positions in here today. But it's a sufficient topic for a wobble in markets, which we're seeing right now. And did I mention precious metals? Yes, I did, but I didn't give you the levels. But they've come off their highs. For instance, platinum was up at, why did I start with platinum? Well, I'll finish on it. It's currently 1,193. It had been up at 1206. Palladium, currently at 778.5, and it had been up as high as 792. And silver, currently down just a fraction, at 1570. I got stopped out of my silver position that I picked up yesterday. It had a reasonable little gain. I think it was about 25 cents here late this morning, but I noticed that the dollar was firming and oil was weakening, and so I put in a stop, which should have just taken the profit, but I put in a stop, which was soon triggered. But silver, currently at 1570, and it was up at 1599 at its high. And gold bullion, currently at just below the 1189 level. It was up at 1203 this morning. Okay, so softness there, and largely due to the strength of the dollar, bucking that trend though. Soybeans, corn were firmer, and wheat's been going up just every day for a while on the belief, if not yet the realization, I'm not sure about that, but that China would be buying a considerable chunk of U.S. wheat. That would not be all that surprising. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.